The Story of Kay, Part 3. Morning light bled through stained glass, cruel in its cheerfulness. His seed had dried sticky between my thighs, the plug and clamps still claiming me as punishment. I hadn't dared remove them. Not after last night. Only the absence of the whip offered some kind of hollow relief. The door swung inward. There he sat, a monolith of velvet and menace behind his mahogany altar. His property. The thought still curdled my stomach. And where was my lover? Had he bartered me for favours or abandoned me to this gilded cage? You summoned me for training, master? His gaze scraped over me, a physical weight. When his finger beckoned, obedience dragged me forward on leaden feet. No? Am I not to prostrate myself at your feet today? He pulled me into his lap, not straddling him, but cradled sideways like a broken-winged bird. Rest, pet. The command vibrated through his chest, softer than velvet, deeper than I remembered. What is this? Shh, ma belle esclave obstinée. His palms moved down my spine, a touch meant to unravel. Calloused fingers traced my collarbone. You please me. The contradiction stole my breath. His hand fisted my hair, not to punish, but to tilt my face up, thumb brushing a tear I hadn't felt fall. Je tiens toi maintenant. I belong to you now. The words coiled hot in my belly. Master. Not the chain. A deft click. One clamp surrendered its cruel bite. Ow! Ow! Then the second. Ow! Ow! His mouth closed over the abused peak, not sucking, but breathing warmth. An apology in flesh. La circulation revient. Blood flow returning. His hands slid lower. Still plugged, ma chérie. Fingers circled the jewel base of the plug buried in me. Master. Slick fingers worked the plug, easing, stretching. So tight. So good for me. His thumb on my clit, circling in time, with a twisting pressure inside. Come, sir, Master. Crashed through me, a warm wave that melted. Bones, I sagged against him, sweat slicked and trembling. Was drowsy, my lips brushing his jaw. Oh, merci, merci, mon maître. He lifted me as if I was spun glass, cradling me against the fortress of his chest, carrying me to the next room. A chaise longue embraced us, its velvet sighing under our weight. My head found refuge in his lap, a shawl of cobweb fine cashmere settling over me, its whisper soft touch a near torment on my sensitized skin. His thumb brushed my lips, his voice a dark velvet purr. Ouvre, ma douce. Open, sweet girl. Sweetness burst on my tongue. Sunripe strawberry, its nectar painting my mouth. I circled obediently, juice tracing crimson paths down my chin like liquid sin.
Entrez!
His command vibrated through my bones. His hand never stilled, combing through my hair as if we were alone. Another berry pressed to my lips. Shh, ma belle, he murmured. Rest. Eyes closed. Let master handle the wolves. Their voices blurred into a distant hum, deep masculine notes weaving through my haze. Then, a stranger's hand, cool, assured, trailing higher. Quel fruit délicieux, a voice mused, not my master's. Cold nectar dripped onto my burning sex. Ripe. Oh. 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 nudged against my entrance. A sweet and cool intrusion. Pushed deep. Juice now dripped on my hardened nipples, running down the curve of my breast like cool candle wax. A thumb on my lips made me open up, but the cool fruit this time. His fingers tightened in my hair. Shh, don't fight it. All orifices open, mon coeur. I obeyed, receiving warm, salted flesh instead of sweetness, my lips closing around a hard cock. Strong hands parted my thighs, pressure against my hot, sticky cunt, a blunt, insistent heat. A fullness claimed me, a second invading cock where the fruit had been. My body wept welcome. Come for us, sweet girl. Again. I felt his body grow taut and his erection pressing into my neck. Cox withdrew. Emptiness. Beyond. On your knees, slave. He dragged me over the chaiselon, arse in the air. His hand gripped the plug's jeweled base. Push. Magnifique. What a nice open little hole. His fingers spread me wider. Your precious cul belongs to Master. And Master alone. Oui, maître. He sheathed himself in one brutal thrust. Feel me, mon coeur, splitting you open. Even your insides belong to me. Remember what I taught you. Just sensation. Ceasing his thrusts. Hold it. Now will I pain. Count.
One.
Nine slaps and nine gasps. Each is a strike. A spark. Each thrust. A flame. Mamon spiraled into hysteria, pleasure and pain braiding into one searing cord. Your mouth, ma belle. Receive your friends. Come now. Hot cum splashed over my face and into my mouth, thick and salty. Another flood filled me deep as my master roared his release and emptied himself into my tight hole. His arms bound around me, pulling me from the chairs. His softening cock slipped free. Good girl, he crooned. Such a very good girl. He turned me around into his arms, tenderly stroking my cum-streaked face, pushing the cum into my mouth, letting me clean it off his fingers. You will stay close to your master now, ma belle, until you crave his cock, his mouth, and his firm hands more than breathing. Understood?
Oui, maître.